I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Bill Belichick's failing at UNC, what's harder, college football or pro football?
I think the legacy talk is nauseating and ridiculous for one of the game's all-time greats. But there is a college coach today that I think should be celebrated.
And Ohio State might be going back-to-back because you have the best quarterback in college football right now. It's the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend, XTENDAV.com. I'm hearing myself in your monitor. I'm sorry there. That was left from last night there, Owen. So the Belichick thing, I think you've gotten tired of it. I think you've gotten tired of Belichick.
I have.
I think I know why, but I can't really say it on this podcast.
Yeah, you can. You can say anything you want.
You don't like how other people are talking about it.
I'm bored of the legacy conversation because I don't think anything happening now is going to change or should change the fact that he's going to go down in history as the best defensive mind in the history of the game. And then when you gave him an all-time quarterback.
I think Buddy Ryan would like to talk to you about that.
When you gave him an all-time quarterback, he goes on to win unlike any other coach we've ever seen in the sport over 20 years. Like, come on.
Yeah, but ultimately, I agree with you. And that's why, you know, we don't... I can tell you're just like... There's things that I just know you, and I just know you're unenthused. Also, I think that the people who brought up the legacy stuff, and this is where I really can't name names, I think you just don't really care for their opinions on a lot of things, so It doesn't matter. And you've heard too many of them, so you don't... There's things that I know that are kind of fringe, and if we don't get to them as soon as we can, and we haven't been able to because of all the Browns news, and you know, putting an ad in the paper about Jose Ramirez, I know we're not going to be able to do it. But I think that the bigger conversation is, well, one, you know, what our thoughts on what's going on down at UNC. I got to tell you, I am surprised. I thought he would do a much better job. Now, I know that they released a statement where, first off, Bubba Cunningham had to release part of the statement where, you know, we're on the same page, this, that, and the other.
Well, you got to tell people who that is. People don't know
who that is. He is the athletic director, if I'm not mistaken, at UNC. Because I don't want to say, because sometimes there's like different terms for things with colleges and all the other stuff. Like, what does Virginia have? Like a board of travelers or something weird, like visitors or something? They call it the grounds, if I'm not mistaken. But I know that they released the thing on the same page. I think that a lot of people know almost for a fact, because it's only reported, that Bill Belichick was not his hire. This was booster hire. This was somebody behind the scenes who is a godfather type of a booster that wanted to say that they went out and got Bill Belichick. So Bubba Cunningham has to go with it. I know that there were two coaches in particular that Bubba Cunningham wanted to go with that were certainly not Bill Belichick. One was John Summerall, and another person was another person. Take that for where you want to take it. But he got Bill Belichick, and Bill Belichick has done this wrong, and his group has done it wrong, and they've probably done it even worse than him. I don't think that he's a bad football coach, and I think you're right about the legacy. Where it's gone wrong is that I think there's too much groupthink.
Do people think he's a bad football coach?
Oh, yeah. You saw what Breer put out there.
Who are we arguing with, 10-year-olds?
Well, Breer put out a tweet that said, you know, I've long thought that this was the way it is with Bill Belichick, that he's the legend, but, and he brought up all the stats and, like, what Reed has done with and without Mahomes and all the other stuff. But, you know, he's still maybe, the greatest football coach, at least certainly professionally, that ever went. Just the job about him and what he's done, I still think he could probably do X's and O's. He just doesn't have the horses. That's where the scouting thing comes into it. So for Bill Belichick, it's the same problem he had in New England. Scouting became the problem. Taking guys, and I love, and we do this all the time. We love to, in the media, and I'm included too, we will run with something until it can no longer be true, and we'll continue to do it and run it into the ground because it's comfortable to us, and we will wrap it around our head and have that be the way. We did that with quarterbacks for years and years and years. There cannot be anything different from a quarterback. Somebody has to change that, and then somebody has to be successful with that change. And we do this with legends. And because 9 times out of 10, a lot of us bet against that guy before he was a legend, and then he became a legend, and then it's hard to bet against him, and you're always going to bet on him. And Belichick, I remember the thing was, they only pick 30 players out of every draft that are Patriots material. Yeah, we need to do it the Patriots way. The Patriots way, and 30 players out of every draft, that's Patriots material. And then after Tom Brady leaves, it's like, wow, these are your 30 players? These are part of the 30 players that you think are good enough to play for your organization? And I think that that's part of the problem that they have, where they still have an old style of evaluation. And when it came to going out and getting players, like somebody tweeted at me yesterday when I made the analogies that I made about how tough it is to coach in college and how tough it is to coach in pro, and why there's very, very, very few guys that have had success in both places. Somebody like totally didn't care about what I had to say. Goes, if he was head coach at Ohio State, he'd be a legend. He'd be fine. And I go, I don't necessarily think that's true, because the reason he's in the trouble that he's in with that team is because of their evaluation. And they had a war chest at UNC. And I told you this yesterday. Did I say it on the show? Or have a guy from FSU sending me texts about how terrible of a job they were doing at UNC, where they were outbidding guys who are G5 players. Like, you're outbidding somebody for Coastal Carolina. Like, the ACC doesn't care about that. So you're expected to be a 6-8 win football team. It's not happening. And I agreed with what Nick said last night on it, where, hey, Mack Brown didn't leave the cupboard totally bare the way it happened with Larry Fedora. You had a little bit of something to work with there, and you didn't do anything with it. So I don't buy into the whole creature from the Black Lagoon thing on Belichick. I'll finish it up with that part pretty quickly, because I can tell you're getting bored by it. I just think it's not working. And I got to tell you, probably the sooner the better. Like, I did hear Nick and Jonathan talking about it yesterday. I disagreed with them and Jonathan wasn't as big on the Belichick villainous type of thing as Nick was. And Jonathan said, and I agreed with Jonathan on that. Like, I think now, like, teams want to fire. If they find a way out, you want to start that process now. You got guys that are committed to you, and you want to show them that you can change this very quickly. And so if there's a way to buy out, you're going to buy out. You know, I thought Sam Pittman would stay till the end of the year at Arkansas, and then they would have like a nice handshake. We'll see you. Nope, let him go after they got boat raced at home against Notre Dame. Like, these things happen, and if North Carolina can get out of this, which they have a bye week here, I think, if North Carolina can get out of this quickly, then get out of this quickly and move on. Everybody, because it's a mess. It's become, I think, to some level titillating with the media and with his girlfriend and the control she has over him and the program, whatever. You're not winning football games, and you're not winning football games, you're looking bad doing it. I mean, that was a scrimmage against Clemson. And UCF, you were not competitive, and you struggled to put away. I watched that whole Charlotte game. You struggled to put them away. Charlotte's not a good program. They're rebuilding. This is bad. Really, really bad. And the longer he stays, the worse it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't even think he wanted to coach there. I think it was an ego thing.
More and more, I think you're right.
Like, I think he was waiting for an NFL opportunity, and that's why his buyout was structured the way it was. Mm-hmm. And then there were whispers. There were whispers that maybe something could open up, and then he'd go back to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to take that job. He had to assemble, like, an all-time misfit cast of coaches, because that guy is so insular. He's only going to choose from the guys he knows. He wasn't going to take the best and the brightest from around the country because he doesn't trust anybody. And that had served him well. Think about how well that had served him over the NFL, 20 years in the NFL. That probably made sense to him. It didn't make sense to anybody else. So he did that in North Carolina. And the job has changed so much that you could tell why so many guys bolted college football. They're like, this isn't remotely college football head coaching. Is not what it was even 3 years ago. So now he's coaching something that nobody has experience doing. How many guys in college football had experience in this NIL world with this level of coaching, with having to determine, am I even going to recruit high school players? Like, is that even going to be a part of it? This is so foreign to everybody.
Yep.
So it doesn't shock me that Belichick not only did it not mix, he probably didn't even know where to start. He probably thought, when he started thinking about college football, he's probably thinking about it for a few years now because he knew things were going south in North Carolina in New England. He was probably thinking, oh, I'll just literally walk in like Charlie Weiss used to. I'm just going to walk in to a living room. And what 50-year-old parent is not going to go, here is my kid. You take him now and you mold him into a leader and a successful person on and off the field. That is not college football. Now, that was never the case at places like Ohio State and Alabama, I understand. But at North Carolina, we're not really competing for national championships. That was a huge part of it. Like, mm-hmm. Mold my kid. And guess what? Even there, the parents are like, I don't care.
That's cool that
I get to talk to Bill Belichick for 2 minutes.
Yes. And this is what really is exciting about it. I had to go through the whole history. I'm sorry. I had to give what I thought of the situation before we get to this part of it, because they got to know where we stand on things. The challenges of being a head coach in college football as opposed to the pro game, and why so few guys are able to find any success if they're a pro guy, why they find so little success in college or vice versa. There's been, less than a handful of guys in the history of the game that have been successful doing both jobs. And that's why, like, Jimmy Johnson, I don't care. It's an amazing, amazing run. And I will always hold him in extremely high regard because of it. I know how they made Barry Switzer look in the documentary. Mm-hmm. It's still so effing hard.
Heck yeah.
I know what he had. I don't care. I have to give him a little bit of a defense. It's still so effing hard to win at Oklahoma and then go do it in the pros. It's hard to do. And God, you're right. And why I think that fails, I think in the pro game, a lot of the scouting is done for you. It's funneled. In college, it's the Wild West. I got to bet on a 17-year-old that he's going to grow into the body with my system, and that he's worth spending money on now. I got to take a guy.
And you only have so much money.
Yeah. I got to make sure I have this investment in this other guy. The scouting in so many ways is like, yeah, you kind of have a rough estimate who's going to make it and who's not going to make it in the draft. And you always get an outlier here and there in every draft, but for the most part, it's done.
But what I'm saying is, we've always wondered, could this coach, you know, Urban Meyer, I made a case of how I thought Urban Meyer could succeed in the NFL, and then in record time, it dissolves. All right, they're two different sports. What I'm saying is, now there's a third sport, whatever this college football is, mm-hmm. which is so different from the other college football that we've seen a bunch of coaches say, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the sport that I was grooming me and all my assistants and my family and friends got to know, and we got used to this. This isn't even that. So the notion that somebody was going to come from the NFL, build this, as I said, misfit cast of characters, and then have any understanding over this at all. And they had some NIL money. That's the thing. It's not like they weren't spending at all. They had some, and they didn't have Ohio State. They didn't have Oregon money. They didn't have Michigan money. They didn't have any of that. But they had some money. They had enough to...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Field a team that should be competitive with Charlotte. Yeah. You know, should be able to hold their own and annihilate Charlotte of the world.
Look at the money Texas Tech spent.
Yes, that was actually going to be the next squad I was going to say.
There you go. There you go.
Because we know who spends.
And they got a good coach, and they're probably going to be in the Big 12 championship game. It's basically them and everybody else.
I got to tell you, through all of this, who you should absolutely be blown away by and who we should be talking about is Indiana. Like, this was not a one-year. I thought for sure this was going to be a one-year thing. You got all the James Madison kids. They're bigger. They're older. This will be a one-year thing. And then you saw what happened once they got in the playoffs. No, they're back again. Mm-hmm. Holy cow, this coach. Who is this guy? How much money would you now? The problem is he's older, right? Isn't he?
I think he's 60.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Like, if he were 50, I think the biggest SEC schools would have offered him. Like what
we were talking about him last year.
But then you look at it, why would you leave Indiana?
He's 64.
Yeah. I laugh. Why would you leave Indiana right now?
Oh God, you're a god there.
And look at
you went to the playoffs.
And I know the Big Ten, and I'm part of this problem, the bragging rights. Like, finally we've won a couple national championships again. So we have superiority, but it's really just that we have the money to spend. But the funny thing is, like, why would you go? What's an SEC job that's gonna open up? You know, Arkansas just opened up. Why would you go to Arkansas? Why would you go there? I would stay in Indiana.
You wouldn't.
And I never would have said that, you know, 5 years ago.
Because
10 years ago.
Remember, Arkansas, and Bud Elliott talks about this. I'm a big fan of Bud Elliott. I'm big, you know, he does a great job over at CBS, and I'm glad he's technically in the Odyssey family of podcasts. Bud Elliott talked about this. Especially with Arkansas, and I thought of another situation here because, you know, I do pay a little bit of attention to what Matt Jones does down in Kentucky, Kentucky Sports Radio, where we were going to have him on about wrestlers, and then we just everything hit the fan. But at Arkansas, they gave a lot of money to John Calipari. They actually try to compete in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Football's the king, and so it's like, okay, things are great. Well, now you ain't going to get the best. Because if football's not your main priority and we have to spend money now, ain't going to do it. It's the old Paul...
You actually might have spent more money.
It's the old Bear Bryant principle at Kentucky. That was my thought. Like, why sit there and try to be a football guy at a basketball school when you can just go to a football school? But
that's why Kurt Cignetti is amazing. Indiana is a basketball school and a basketball
but
state.
But this is what they did. They made a business... Matt or Todd went to Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
They might disagree with me. I got a couple of buddies who have gone to Indiana. They made a conscious decision. They made a good business decision.
The kid went to Indiana.
They said they know that football butters their bread. And so they can be a good basketball program, and people are going to care one time a year nationally.
Mm-hmm.
You've been the talk, one of the big conversations about college football for the last 18 months now. 18 months. You're selling the place out. You give him money. He went out and got the. He knows how to. What he wants. He can recruit the transfers because they can spend money on those guys. They made a sound business decision. Kentucky wants to be good at basketball. Great. Who cares about college basketball other than hardcore college basketball fans? If you're not John Rothstein or John Fanta, let's be serious. Let's be serious where it is. But everybody thinks that they're a college football fan and they're making a good business decision. Kentucky decided to go by their roots. Great. Congratulations. I hope it works out
that's
well for
them.
You.
Tobacco Road. Yes. There's like a few
Arkansas
places.
Can. And I do think there's a place where it's like, hey, I've been defensive of that. Go out and try to win at something you're good at. I usually say that for a lot of mid-major schools because I don't know what the point is of going to the Idaho Potato Bowl when you could have won a FCS championship and felt good as a community and all that other crap. There's a lot of people who are bean counters who tell me totally different. So I totally agree with you. It's such an incredible situation what he has there. If I were him, I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't leave. Why would you leave? You don't need to win a national championship there. It'd be nice. It'd be nice to compete for it. I don't think they're going to turn the faucet off. You're going to be able to find another good quarterback. I'm sure you will. You know how to get them. And I think you'll be a playoff or close to playoff team for the next how many years? And that's what they're looking for. Good God, you went from 2-9 every year, 3-9 every year. I remember leaving there one year, and they were talking about their chances. Well, if we do this and this, we can get to the Champ Sports Bowl. I went to an Indiana-Akron game, and that was the conversation. I go, now they're playing in the big leagues. This is incredible.
In many ways, this might even be a bigger story than what Deion had done in Colorado, which was awesome, and we love that story.
Yeah.
Like, this is even bigger. It's just this all is changing so quickly. And it's so funny. Remember, it was just 2 years ago. Could Ryan Day go to the NFL because he doesn't want to deal with this? Instead, Ryan Day wins the national championship. And now he is in assembly line mode. Like, they made the transition better than almost anybody in the sport.
Man, I wanted to bring that up to you at some point and ask you a question about that.
But he's got on cruise control now, Ken.
Oregon looks great. I know that. They're a serious football team. Boy, Alabama's looking better and better, but I'm not ready to say it just yet.
I'm glad they are, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm glad they are because it was going to be weird if it just fell off a cliff.
It would have been. Miami, I'm still waiting.
Spent some real money.
I'm still waiting for November crystal ball to show up.
But they spent real money. These are the schools that spent the money. You got five schools and everybody else in terms of the money. You want to talk about it's MLB. It's baseball.
Yeah.
And we always knew it was going to get to that. And then every year you'll have, I shouldn't say pretender, but you'll have every year a booster will go, it's our turn. So Texas Tech this year, right? Mm-hmm. Every year you're going to have one of those. It's going to be hard for those schools to repeat because then the booster has to do it again and again and again. And it's like, we're not winning. We're not better than Ohio State. So what's the point? This is a fun little run that we went on. You saw that at Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. Mississippi State, even like a few years ago, remember?
Yeah.
Like, these places all will spend money for a little bit. But in the end, Ohio State is kind of in a class of their own with Oregon. And like, if Oregon wins this year, then it's like these two going neck and neck. Obviously, Michigan got the quarterback. So we'll see if that pays dividends really next year.
I think you're thinking more next year for them. But I can't believe it. Like, I thought for sure. When Ohio State won the national championship, and with the way the playoffs are set up, I go, I don't know if anybody's ever going to repeat again. And I'm looking at Ohio State this year going, man, Julian Sayin, I think he's arguably the best quarterback in the country right now.
And he's getting none of the pub.
You have, he's freshman of the week this week. Big week, big deal. but I think that he gets pub because he's the quarterback for the biggest fan base in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But he may arguably be the best quarterback in the country. I think the best three QBs in the country right now are Big Ten QBs. I think two of them are playing each other. I think Mateer is probably in the conversation, but he's underneath. I think it's him. I think it's Dante Moore. I think it's Fernando Mendoza right now.
Wow.
But we're only going into October.
What happened to the SEC?
Yeah. Well, you got Ty Simpson down there who looks good. Looks like he could be a pro quarterback at some point here. But we'll see. What you have right now, Cristobal is under 500 in the month of November. All right, Oregon. I think Oregon's good, and I really like Dan Lanning.
Yeah, he's
awesome. Made some very interesting faces that I've seen you make at times after that Penn State game. Take from that what you will. But still, He was an excited guy, and you've been excited yourself. Like Dan Lanning, I've made fun of Ryan Day in the Just for Men and stuff like that. Man, it's hard. It's so hard because I think we really – I came out of that run with so much respect for him to be able to get those guys to play at that level. I go, man, he was not – that's not born on third base actions right there. That's get in the foxhole and fight and be tough. So I have a lot of respect for Ryan Day.
You going to pick him against Michigan this year on the road, Ann Arbor?
I think I'm going to.
Doesn't it feel like I'm the monkey
to.
Now
I think it's finally gonna happen.
Should be off that bat. And I know Michigan's going to talk so much that week. That I will say – man, there's a lot of intrigue for a game that, you know, people like me have said doesn't mean as much as it used to. I am really curious to see because Ohio State will already be in the playoff. Like, the playoff is not going to be riding on that. Now, the bye could be riding on that. And, you know, they're trying to discount Ohio State's wins now because Texas isn't as good as we thought. And we'll see what is Penn State going to be when they play Penn State, you know. But in the end, you know, Ohio State, they're going to be locked into the playoff.
If you're a Penn State fan,
he has to win eventually, right? He has to beat Michigan eventually.
Yeah, I think you'd think so, but I just can't believe I'm taking Ohio State as my favorite to win back-to-back national championships. When I just put it all together,
worked in a new quarterback.
How do you put the
new running backs? You lost both NFL running backs.
I don't want to trick myself, so it's hard for me to say it because again, it's so hard to put the confetti back in the cannon, and it's hard to find, but. Man, Carnell Tate looks amazing. Obviously, we all know about Jeremiah Smith.
They're looking good in the trenches, man.
Julian Sain is fantastic. They're looking good up front.
Arvell Reese, people are saying he might be better than Caleb Downs on defense.
You're hearing that now. Like, they look so good. And Penn State just exists. They have good talent.
They should have beaten Oregon.
Yes. You know what I think about their play calling? Fine. They should have beaten Oregon. I can't believe they went out there. By the way, if you're blaming I've been waiting to get this off my chest. If you're blaming the travel and saying that you can't get it up against UCLA, I'm sorry, you're not the right guy then. You're going to win enough to stay there because they don't
100%.
They won't want to do that. But if you're sitting there blaming that BS, you're not the right guy. You got to get that figured out. Stop blaming things. You were a 28-point favorite. You lost on the road, and it was on the road. Nobody was in the building. There looked like there were 13 fans in that building. There was nobody there. You should have decimated them, and you didn't. That tells me your culture isn't right. That tells me that your team thinks they're going to go out there and do it. I'm sorry, but you know where I stand on the quarterback. I wish I could say different. I don't think he's the right guy. I don't think he's been helped out very much, but you know, I'm sure Penn State fans are arguing with me about that.
No, everyone's off him now.
You will play at a 10-2 level every year, but now that we are competing in big boy stuff, you will not get to where you need to go. You have been exposed. You have been exposed with the playoff system. You've been exposed this year with how James Franklin runs his program. That said, I just can't believe I'm saying what I'm saying about Ohio State year two into this. This is unbelievable to me. Your quarterback is better than what he was last year, or your quarterback's better than the quarterback he had last year. And I think that still makes all the damn difference. He is so, I mean, God, he looks so bleeping good, man. And he makes these throws. I'm like, that's a great throw. That's a great throw. And I know he's got great wide receivers and great weapons to throw to, but these are good balls he's throwing here. And that defense, the choke job that they, excuse me, that comes off bad. The squeeze choking job that they've done to Washington and Minnesota, where they just went, okay, we know what you're going to do now. You're not moving past the 50.
We turned the faucet
that
off.
That was it. Washington on the road. Hey, we got a couple of bugaboos here on offense. We're just going to go out there and we're going to beat the brakes off you with defense. And they did it. It was like a 24-6.
They sucked the life out of that
exactly,
team.
Exactly. A 24-6 fall asleep victory. It was just so amazing. God, I don't want to call them a Death Star, but it's so exciting. I used to take their games for granted. This is the best thing about the Big Ten. I would take their games for granted, and now the matchups are good. At least the names are better. And it's like, hey, I think there's more appointment Ohio State games. There's more appointment Ohio State games than there were 3 years ago before the new teams got added.
I didn't think that would be the case.
Because I used to make fun of my friends. Not you, because you know you got work and things like that. I would make fun of some of my buddies who are like, I got to watch Ohio State. And I go, you got to watch a quarter of Ohio State. You know how this is
going
to go.
Yeah, the Urban Meyer teams, it was becoming like, how much do I have to see?
Yeah, but you were playing a couple of good teams, and then you get to the Big Ten West, and then that was it. Mm-hmm. And I know every now and then there was an upset in a big game or whatever. But here, these are good football teams you're supposed to be playing, and you are choking them out. God, you got to. I'm getting excited. I'm getting really excited. I'm sorry. I know we're way off base.
And the end of the season's not for another 6 months. It's a very lengthy college football season nowadays, Kenny. So hope everybody stays healthy. Hope Julian Sands stays healthy.
My wife just sent me a text.
Oh, boy. Is this about what I think it is?
No. This is about something completely different.
Start thawing it again. All right, we'll wrap it up. Emerging Podcasting. Presented by Extend Technologies. Owen, when you put this up, or Mitch, make sure to put Shador Sanders in the headline and watch it grow.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.